This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Well, whenever these bailouts happen, whether for banks or for countries, there's a question of moral hazard. If you bail someone out, do others stop trying to fix their own problems and assume they will be bailed out as well? Reporter Christopher Wirth has that part of the story.
Think of moral hazard like this. If your neighbor were to stop paying their mortgage, but the bank forgave them and let them keep the house, wouldn't everyone on your block want the same deal? In this case, since Spanish banks got a bailout without the government having to impose new spending cuts, will other European countries see an opportunity? Stefan Schneider is a chief economist at Deutsche Bank.
You are risking that other countries are saying, okay, if country A got a better deal, we want to have a better deal.
Take Greece, which heads into an election next week. Some candidates are saying they want to stay in the euro, but without the tough budget cuts. But Schneider says Spain's bailout shows that countries that work to control their deficits, like Spain has done, will be rewarded with favorable terms.
It's a good incentive and not a moral hazard at all.
Philip White of the Center for European Reform says there are times when it's right to be concerned about moral hazard, and there are times when it's not.
You know, the Eurozone is possibly weeks or months away from breakup. And it seems to me that the middle of an existential crisis is a very dangerous time to be excessively worried about moral hazard.
In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.